Our scripture for today is taken from Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is Luke? Is it in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. The New Testament begins with what? Matthew, and then Mark, and then Luke. And so if you would open up your Bible or the Pew Bible, I just realized you guys don't have Bibles. Sorry about that. Luke 21. While you're finding that, I have a few stories that I'd like to share with you. Just a few days before Christmas, two ladies stood looking into a department store window at a large display of the manger scene with clay figures of the baby Jesus, of Mary, Joseph, the shepherds, the wise men, and the animals. Disgustedly, one lady said, "Look at that! The church is horning in on Christmas." The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighted down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. And that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Have you ever watched the news right after Thanksgiving? I think they call it Black Friday now. Have you ever watched that news on that day? You know, it just proves that we want it. We want the best, and we want it now, right? Yes. I don't know if any of you have seen the opening. Well, if you've seen How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the Jim Carrey version, you know that opening scene where all the people in Whoville are running around and bumping into each other, and the clock ticks down to every minute that passes by, getting closer to Christmas, right? And they're shoving money into the cash register, not even counting it, right? It kind of reminds me of that. That movie really represents the day after Thanksgiving and maybe the week before Christmas too. I don't know. But people, you know, getting angry with one another, pushing each other around. You know, have you ever noticed that something that you wait for, however, and something that you work for is much better tasting or fulfilling than when we speed up the process? Have you ever thought about that? Or the victory is much sweeter when at times you wondered if you would overcome all the obstacles. How about, has anyone ever tried to microwave a turkey? I haven't either. It might make someone tell me to get out of the kitchen. That might be a positive thing. I don't know. Guys, something to think about, all right? Anyone ever tasted instant coffee? Now, I know some like instant coffee, and I this is nothing against you, but... Well, what would happen if you microwaved bread dough? Anyone ever tried it? I've tried it, and I just about broke a tooth off. Whenever it was, yeah.